Hi, ladies and gentlemen. This is your host, Tequila Bynum, and you are going to love the guest author that I have on the show today. She is the author of a new book called Mom Needs Chocolate. Can I say amen to that? And that is none other than Deborah Cody. Did I pronounce your last name correctly?
Yes, you certainly did.
Okay, good. Thank you. Okay, Debbie, now you have to tell us, how did you get our prayers answered in book form?
Well, you know, it's funny. The title means something different to so many people, and it's when we were discussing, you know, some changes made to the cover recently. Mm-hmm. They had this the cover artist first had this nice, neat, clean piece of chocolate all wrapped beautifully and very elegant on the cover, and I said, you know, listen to the way I say the title. Mom needs chocolate.
Yes.
You got to take a bite out of that chocolate. You got to have crumbs all over the table. It's a desperation plea, you know.
Yes, definitely, definitely. Well, I love the cover, and yeah, it is definitely a need.
Well, I kind of view it as, you know, chocolate, sometimes we just got to have our little plug for comfort and
mm-hmm.
rejuvenation. And,
mm-hmm.
you know, it stimulates us and it truly refreshes not just our bodies but our spirits. And I want us to try to look at the Lord in the same way. We need Papa God for those all the same reasons.
Yes, definitely, definitely. Papa God, I love how you refer to him as that.
Uh-huh.
I've never heard that before.
Well, that's actually came from one of my first books was a novel,
mm-hmm.
Inspirational historical fiction called The Distant Shore.
Mm-hmm.
And it's actually based on a true story of a young girl's journey of faith on Merritt Island, Florida, back in 1904 when it was very wild and untamed.
Mm-hmm.
And through the course of the story, she's rather she feels abandoned by her family and sent to this island, and she doesn't know why. And through the course of the story, she comes to depend upon Papa God because she doesn't have an earthly father. And it gives her, you know, that relationship that she didn't have before. And she draws strength and courage from Papa God. And so I borrowed that from Emily, the little heroine of the story, and he's my Papa God, too.
Definitely, definitely. I love that. Now, tell us what was your inspiration behind your book, Mom Needs Chocolate?
Well, I recall very vividly, I guess it was, my kids were very young. One was about 5, one was 2, and I was standing at the front door with my arms loaded with laundry, talking to my sister as she was about to leave, and the dog was clawing at my leg to go out, and one of the kids was screaming about a broken toy. And I looked at my sister, and I remember saying, "Where did the joy go? It's gone. I don't remember the last time I really felt joyful. And it's lost in the muck and the mire of the everyday mother responsibilities, and I've lost the joy of the Lord.
Mm-hmm.
How could it possibly break through all this?" And she was, you know, she understood. She was in the same place. And so my desire was to try to reach a hand out to other moms as a mom who's been there and done that. And, you know, to try to give them hope that you can crawl out the motherhood tunnel alive and well and with your faith intact and possibly even stronger than before.
Wow. Well put. Definitely. Now, Patsy Claremont of Women of Faith calls Mom Needs Chocolate an invigorating way to treat yourself to a delicious time out. Now, why do you think moms need a timeout?
Well, every
that
mom listening to you right now has their has their eyes open wide and saying, "Well, yeah."
Yeah.
The book actually is set in, it's a devotional form, and it's set in chapters that talk about different subjects related to momhood, all kinds of things that, and some are just womanhood in general, but there's all kinds of different things that we need timeouts because of. For instance, we have the thankless job of domestic queen that gets old after a while.
Yes.
And, dealing with our neighbors. Who is our neighbor? How do we love our neighbor despite his pizza boxes on our driveway? And aging gracefully. Oh, actually, that's gracefully.
Yeah.
and how to endure our marriage and our embarrassing children. And, you know, things like the blathering kids and the howling pets that we deal with on a daily basis. And trying to strain through all that noise, that everyday noise, to hear God's still small voice speaking to us and bringing us joy.
Definitely. I think we need timeouts are just as important to us as they are to children.
Oh, definitely.
We need almost as much as we need chocolate.
Well, we can do both at the same time. I have to admit, I have a little stash in my computer desk table here, and I recently lost 40 pounds, which was really amazing for me. I've been kind of a little on the chubby side my whole life, and when my size 14 started to get a little tight, I said, oh, I've got to do something here, and you know, I found a way that I can actually have a little snitch of chocolate every day and still maintain the weight loss.
Oh, really?
Yeah, really fun.
Wow. Okay, now you have to share us. Don't tease. You have to share your little secrets.
Well, actually, it was a mixture of Weight Watchers principles and, you know, the like don't eat a potato bigger than your fist and your meat no bigger than your palm and basically portion control.
Okay.
And I got also at the same time I decided I needed to do something, I got Invisalign braces for a fang problem. I was having a unicorn tooth in the front that was getting more protruding as the years went by. And when you have those things in, you can't eat. So you don't snack.
Wow.
So it was a combination of the two things.
Wow.
They're very good diet enforcers.
Yes.
I told my dentist, if you know, you need to market these to women with bad teeth that are a little on the chubby side. You're going to make a million.
Oh, God, I just love your personality. You are so bubbly and bright.
Well, not always. My children would beg to differ at times.
Okay, now another one of your endorsers, humorist and author Martha Bolton, says, "Bubble baths are nice and massages are oh so relaxing, but chocolate is necessary to life itself." Now,
I love that. It is so true.
Now, another rhetorical question. Is chocolate the answer to life's problems?
Well, you know, that hence lies the rub. No. And, of course, as a believer, we know that the Lord, our Papa God, He's the real answer. He's where we get our strength and our motivation for going on and on and on through the mire when we're stuck in it. But chocolate does help a little bit.
It'll just be our secret.
You know, I view it as, you know, He made the cocoa beans, and He's, you know, He's given us a little hand there. Just, that's a little love from the Lord when you need an extra special little hug.
Yes, definitely. Chocolate, the quicker picker up. Now, tell us, why did you feel like you needed to write this this devotional, Mom Needs Chocolate?
Well, I deal with a lot of women. I speak, I'm a public speaker, and I have some other books out. And I go around and I speak a lot, and I see sometimes the desperation and the fatigue, this evident in women's lives, not just moms, but everyone. You know, in this busy world we're in, where we never stop, and we don't take breaks, and we just keep going. And, you know, I just wanted to give a little ray of hope and a little humor. I feel like humor is the catalyst for releasing the joy of the Lord in our soul.
Definitely.
Sometimes we just don't take the time to laugh.
Mm-hmm.
We're
mm-hmm.
just too busy.
Yes.
And so I have such all kinds of funny little anecdotes and stories, not just from my life, but from other people's lives that have shared with me in the book. And I'm thinking that people will identify with a lot of the situations
mm-hmm.
that we're in and hopefully see the humor rather than all the problems.
Yeah, definitely. And tell us what takeaway value or what message are you trying to convey in your book, Mom Needs Chocolate?
Well, basically that we can draw strength from God, Godiva, and girlfriends, in that order.
Oh, I love that. Oh, my goodness. Oh, I love that. Oh, my goodness. Oh, that is priceless.
Well, thank you. I just made that up.
That is priceless. God, Godiva, and girlfriends. Oh, my goodness. Okay,
and that's something else.
You're going to have to borrow that.
Well, that last part is something else that we tend to, you know, mothers tend to isolate themselves
mm-hmm.
without meaning to.
Yes.
And, you know, we need the girlfriends, too.
Yeah, we do.
We need the God with skin on it. Husbands are lovely,
yes.
but they're just not the same.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And we need all of those three essentials of life.
Yes.
God,
yes.
Godiva, and girlfriends.
Yes, absolutely, absolutely. Well, now tell us where we can find out more about you and get a copy of your book.
Well, I would love to visit with people. I get lots of emails, and I try to answer each one. My website is my name, DeborahCody.com, and that's a little spelled differently. My mother was so drugged out when I was born, she forgot the H on Deborah, so it's DeborahCoty, like the perfume, but no relation, no money. And I have an e-newsletter that goes out quarterly, and I would love to have any listeners sign up for that right there on my website. I have wonderful contests that I run. I have one going on right now that's related to Mom Needs Chocolate, and I'm inviting readers to send me pictures of them enjoying their most delicious, delectable dessert, and we're going to pick a winner. There's a very nice prize package, including dinner for two. And lots of good chocolatey type things.
Wow.
And that's described on my website as well.
Okay.
And Mom Needs Chocolate will be available at Christian bookstores everywhere, as well as Amazon.com and Target.com, BarnesandNoble.com, and through my website. If they would like a signed copy, I would be most happy to send them one.
Well, thank you so much, Deborah. It's been great talking to you.
Oh, thanks, Tequila.
And in the future, when you write more books, I would love to have you back on the show again.
Oh, I appreciate that very much. I would love to.
Thank you so much.
Thank you. I'll have to send you a chocolate kiss.
Yes, definitely. All right, Debbie, you have a good one.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.